Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Let me finish on a slightly different note. You know, you and I have been friends for a while.
Yeah.
We tease each other. We kid each other. I think we have deep respect for each other. And something that I know to be true about you that we haven't really discussed, at least I don't remember discussing it, I want to ask you about, because I think it's an interview you did with your publisher about your own background and your own growing up. I'll just quote from part of it, because people may not realize this about you, because, you know, you go to Davos now and you're in the elite, and you explain, I grew up in the projects just outside of Boston. My father died when I was 4, and I was lucky to have a determined mother to help me and my brother get a decent education. And of course, you went on to get a PhD. And then you also write, America has been very good to me. I know it, and I never forget it. The only thing separating me from someone packing a child's suitcase for a journey into the unknown is good luck. Talent and hard work matter, but they matter far more for some than for others. I have always wanted to use my good luck to increase the odds that others can be lucky too. What's the impact been on your upbringing and how you think about that to the work that you do?
It feels like such a fundamentally obvious thing that you know, one of the things that worries me the most about the tribalism of our politics right now is that so many at least pretend to believe in a performative way, but a lot of them seem to actually believe it, that somehow Americans are better, which is insane. It's like saying somehow Catholics are better, you know, or Hindus are better, when it's all so incredibly arbitrary. It's such a roll of the dice. And I think when you recognize that, and it's easier for me to recognize it because I came from a much more humble background, and because my mother would have beaten the crap out of me if I hadn't forgotten that, if I'd acted like any differently. Right. But it is so fundamentally important to remember that, and to act that way. And I never presume, we talked about this a little bit already, but I mean, with the Americans, one of the reasons why we've lost a lot of credibility around the world is because we're not seen as caring for outcomes outside of our country the way we should. We're the most powerful.
Also the way we used to?
And to a degree the way we used to, but you know, the way we used to selectively. The way we used to when we finally decided to get into World War II, but maybe not the way we used to before we decided to get into World War II.
Well, look,
right?
There's a reason why people respect the United States with respect to the Marshall Plan. And there's a reason why, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, a reason why you refer repeatedly to the Green Marshall Plan. That was a time when people cared. Look, the United States has done some, but you've had the perfect opportunity for wealthy countries to do more to prevent the spread of coronavirus throughout the world, because these variants get developed in other parts of the world and we're global and interdependent and they come back and get us. So even outside of the realm of being charitable and being helpful to other countries, it's helpful to ourselves. And, you know, I don't get the impression that we've done enough, even with respect to the one threat that we discussed is present right now and tangible and concrete.
Clearly, that with respect to the pandemic, there was so much indifference to a small amount of money that would have made so much difference in the early days to developing countries. We were hoarding our own vaccines that Americans weren't even willing to use without investing in the vaccines and the infrastructure in countries that would have made an enormous difference. And it would have led to trillions of dollars of wealth that we would have benefited from, and we didn't do it. And why not? Well, because somehow the fact that they aren't Americans mean that they just don't matter very much. And I know that that's not true. You know that that's not true. Like, fundamentally, we both know that that's not the planet that we live on. And also, given the scale, the existential nature of the crises that are now in front of us, we know that we're not going to make it very much longer as a species unless we change that attitude. We have to know that. It goes back to this, you know, when I talked a little bit, I got in the opening of the book, when I talk a little bit about life on other planets.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always been completely convinced that there's, you know, there's life out there, but it's not clear there's life out there now, because the amount of time between when intelligent life has the ability to affect its environment and
destroy itself.
When it destroys itself, maybe such a cosmological eye blink that you never really have intelligent life that matters for long enough to encounter anything else. And this book was kind of my real world geopolitical effort to respond to that.
I thought you were also maybe going to go in another direction, because you opened the book with an anecdote of a meeting between Reagan and Gorbachev.
Gorbachev, yeah.
Where Reagan says, if our country was attacked by aliens, would you folks in the Soviet Union help us? And Gorbachev said, yes.
Of course, yeah.
And this hope springs eternal that if there were some, you know, non-political outside threat, you know, to the globe, would everyone band together? And I don't know that that's necessarily true anymore, having seen how we handled COVID.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, I think that COVID was not a big enough crisis.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's obviously
true. It's an astonishing thing to say.
I know. And yet it didn't in any way force us. The Chinese did not feel like it was a threat that mattered enough that they were going to be honest with their own people or the World Health Organization or the West. It allowed the United States to politicize things like mask wearing, because we just didn't worry as much about what the impact on society would be, or the vaccines. I mean, it didn't matter enough to elicit either a unified American response or a unified global response or a constructive Chinese response. It just wasn't seen as a big enough crisis.
Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.